The FBI is investigating a racist verbal attack that erupted yesterday during an online funeral service for a civil rights icon here in Phoenix, Arizona. Calvin Good fought for low-income black residents during his 22 years on the Phoenix City Council and beyond. He died in December at the age of 93. We're going to bring in Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego now. She was speaking at the memorial ceremony when that intrusion began. Mayor, what happened?
We were honoring former Phoenix Vice Mayor Calvin C. Good, our longest-serving member of the Phoenix City Council and our second African-American to serve an elected office at the City of Phoenix. In the middle of my remarks, we received what you often now call a Zoom bomb. Individuals making terrible racist remarks and really offensive comments interrupted the service, and the live broadcast, the church that was facilitating it, decided to end it.
You said multiple individuals. Do you have any idea who this was?
I heard at least one male voice and one female voice. Other people have reported hearing children or high-pitched voices as well, but it was definitely more than one person making terrible, offensive, racist comments, including using the N-word.
And so you say that it was so bad that it stopped the memorial service for this civil rights icon. What else has the reaction been?
It felt like an attack on our city. You'd have to understand how important Calvin Good was to the City of Phoenix. He was just lying in state, which is the first time we've ever done that for anyone in my time in public life. We've named two buildings for former Phoenix elected officials, Barry Goldwater and Calvin C. Good, and our city's highest civil rights honor bears his name. Vice Mayor Good built so much of modern Phoenix, including our affordable housing complexes. We have bridges over our river that goes through the city that wouldn't exist without him. He changed the face of Phoenix. And we felt like we didn't get the chance to appropriately mourn him because of these racist attacks. Mm.
So now what? What's the plan?
So we are going to be able to put online the full service without any racist comments. And we are going to make sure that we continue to advance his legacy. He was a very quiet man, but he would often say there's more work to be done. And this was about as clear of a message as we could get from the City of Phoenix, that we have more work to be done. A silver lining in all of this is we've had business leaders, sports leaders, faith leaders all step up and say we want to turn this into a catalytic moment for our city where we do better. If the goal of these racists was to advance racism, we are committed to making sure they fail.
Mayor, I'm thinking about what happened at the U.S. Capitol last week. People smashing into the building, carrying Confederate flags, wearing anti-Semitic sweatshirts. Members of far-right extremist groups. I know it's hard to make the connection between that event and the one you're talking about here in Phoenix, but there certainly is a theme running through these incidents here. Is that fair to say?
It seems that we've always had huge challenges with racism, anti-Semitism, but people are feeling comfortable expressing those publicly in a way that makes me deeply concerned about our country, our civil discourse. This attack felt like an attack on the City of Phoenix, just as the Capitol attack felt like an attack on our entire country. It does not represent who we are as a city or as a country, and we have to condemn it, and then we have to make sure that we stop this reprehensible behavior.
That was Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.